via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. We go back to Ryan in New Hampshire. Ryan, you're back on Free Talk Live, and just to recap the point you were making, you were suggesting, you were talking about abusing animals, and if you'd raised the animal to be used to physical abuse, and it came up running lovingly to you when you came home, just waiting for itself to be abused, would that still be abuse in our minds? And of course, yes, would be the answer. But where were you going with that point?
Okay, well, that was just the first point. It's just that you keep saying that no matter, it doesn't matter whether it's actually wrong or not. You keep saying, okay, they keep going back to their family, so then it must not be anything wrong going on, which is just not true. But that was just my first point.
What is it that's wrong about what they're doing in your mind?
Okay, you're forgetting where I'm from. I'm from West Texas, from right down the road from there.
Okay.
And I've met many of the people who have gotten out of there. I've known some personally.
Mm-hmm.
Both boys who have been run out of town as teenagers and having to be deprogrammed because, you know, like you've said, they're taught the entire outside world's evil and then they're kicked out into it. And from girls who have escaped.
Okay.
And there's no doubt in my mind that rape does go on, that forced marriages do go on, etc.
Describe what you consider rape, what's going on there.
Rape as in rape. I mean, no gray area rape.
As in they're being forced against their will.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would definitely consider that abuse. But then on the other hand, if, you know, I think some people would consider it abuse just the way these people inculcate their kids with the, you know, the certain belief systems that they inculcate them with. And I would have to, you know, say that while I find it abhorrent and disagreeable, I don't know if I could label those things as abuse. Would you?
Yeah, that's a lot more of a gray area when you get into psychological abuse. But
okay.
I wasn't even wanting to address that.
Fine.
What I do want to address is that government is a bigger problem in this than even y'all are letting on to.
All right.
How so?
Now, imagine in a perfect world, you know, someone like me knows that this stuff goes on. I can honestly say I know it for a fact because I've had so many firsthand witnesses. Now, in a perfect world, I'd be able to hire a mercenary company or whatever to rescue some of these kids, correct?
Well, it'd probably be called a child rescue company.
Well, yes, but I'd be able to rescue them. Now,
sure.
Of course, their parents would end up, you know, trying to take you to a court or arbitration or whatever it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the onus of the burden of proof would be on me to prove that they were abusing the kid.
Correct.
Now, that's the perfect way to do it. But in the system that we have now, government has taken such of a monopoly on it that there's not even that option. Because imagine in the system we have now, I wanted to pay somebody to rescue these kids. Now, yeah, I'm going to have the burden of proof or I'm not that they're being abused. But either way, even if there's clear proof of abuse, I'm still going to jail for kidnapping.
Yeah, that's true.
You might be able to get away with it, but certainly the kids are going back, so there's no point in you doing it.
You won't get away with it. They'll throw charges at you.
If I can prove it, then they're not going back. If I can't prove it, then they are going back, which is the same as the government system is now, the way that they handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or another, I'd go to jail for kidnapping, whether I was right or wrong. So there's absolutely no incentive. Government's taken away the incentive
to do the right thing.
To do the right thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation. Anything else on your mind?
That's pretty much it. Night.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Very interesting. And so not only has government taken away options from the people that really care, but when government attempts to do the things that some might consider right, they go way overboard. And instead of just isolating the complainant in this particular case, which was one 16-year-old girl, they take all 400 kids away from their homes. And that can't be a good thing. These kids are being traumatized. You can bring up anything. We continue with the calls. Jeff in Reno, listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about some of the things you guys talked about in the last caller. You know, I don't really know that much about the story, but, you know, if all they have is some girl or someone anonymous calling in and making an allegation.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, if that's all they have, guys, I mean, come on. I mean, it's completely ridiculous to put 400 kids through this, because if you remember back in Waco, you know, they called David Koresh a child molester and made all kind of accusations about him,
mm-hmm.
and of course none of them were true.
Well,
and
they couldn't prove any of them.
Yeah, I mean, none of them were true, and they went in and you saw what happened at Waco.
Well, they always want to jump to use as much force as they possibly can and overblow everything and go out of proportion with what is probably called for in the situation, and that's what they did in Waco. They had known that David Koresh took, I think it was walks or jogs, around the area in Waco where the compound was.
He had to stay beautiful for all his ladies.
He was known to go into town for certain things. They
exactly.
could very easily have waited him out and snatched
at
him
the
right
very
up.
Least,
well, it seems to me, guys, that maybe there's a reason, maybe a law enforcement reason or a political reason why they wanted to bust up the compound, for the same reasons they wanted to bust up the Waco compound.
I think it's just, I don't know if it's political. I think it may just simply be the cops. That's what they like. You know, they're into that. They love kicking in doors, and they love the adrenaline rush that they get from just running roughshod over people's lives and putting themselves in harm's way and coming out on the other side alive. They're really into that. A lot of them are adrenaline junkies, and that could be the number one reason. It could just be a personal thing for the cops to get off on.
And it could be also that maybe someone in that compound maybe has an enemy, and maybe they're trying to get back at all the people or some of the people in the compound. And, I mean, if they just have a phone call, I mean, I'd be getting a lawyer, and I'd be suing all these people, the CSP, all of them.
I imagine they're probably looking at it. I think this particular sect has a fair amount of money, judging by the ornamental look of their buildings and the tremendous amount of land that they had. So it wouldn't surprise me if
maybe,
there were
maybe,
lawyers.
Maybe they're trying to seize. Maybe they're trying to seize their money and take their property, and maybe they're trying to do all that too. I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me if they'd taken any. I bet they would take any money they came across while searching that compound. According to the mothers who have written the governor of the state of Texas complaining about the way they're being treated and their children are being treated, according to them, they came home to their homes that were ransacked.
But I think you guys made an excellent point. These children, are probably being tremendously traumatized, and no telling, they're probably being drilled and questioned.
Yes, they are.
With all kind of, maybe graphic questions. And it's really not right.
No doubt about it.
I'm sure they're getting medical tests of the sort they're not used to.
Yep.
They're being tested to see if they've been raped and all this other stuff. And I don't know what goes on inside this town. But
none of my business.
If there are violent acts being perpetrated, then absolutely somebody should go in and stop them. But
get some evidence.
What evidence do we have here?
But like you guys said, all they have is a phone call, and then they can't even track who the person was.
They don't know who it was. They don't know where the phone call came from. All they have is an allegation, and that's it. And that's what they use to justify this. It's absolutely outrageous. And you know what's going to happen, Jeff? Even if they find, down the line, if the governor steps in and says, okay, this was wrong. Or if, the Department of Children and Family says, well, we can't figure out who the girl was, we can't really follow up on this lead, so we have to send all the kids back. No one will be brought up on charges. No governmental bureaucrats will be punished for this. And all of these people's lives will have been just torn apart by the government, and nothing will happen.
It would seem to me that they would at least try to identify who the caller was.
Oh, they've been trying to, but they can't.
I mean, before they actually took action is what
that would be in a world where the government actually was required to have some sort of evidence before they take action, and apparently we don't live in that world anymore. Thank you for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I agree completely. If you or I had made a move on that, I mean, as Ryan was talking about before, in a sort of a free market world where the government kidnappers are not around, and if you know that your neighbor is being abused or abusing his kids, if all you've got is just an allegation, then you are not standing on solid ground to go and remove the kid from that home. But if you've got real evidence of some abuse happening, then by all means, and if you want to take that action, you would be, I think, justified, and you'd have a case. The government has nothing at all but guns and an allegation, and they don't hesitate to use their guns to get their way at the cost of literally hundreds of people's happiness. Just disgusting. It could be you next. If you're not in a cult, you're probably somewhat safe, but maybe they won't like something that you do. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time?
Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 14th, 2008, gold 926 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $952.68, $469.20 per half, $234.60 per quarter. That's $952.68, $469.20, and $234.60.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, over 340,000 posts. That's a lot of posts, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you and your business. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. They've got a banner at the top of freetalklive.com. Check it out there and do business with Business Support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. So I said we're going to give you an update on the border fence. Much ado has been made about this fence. The government, of course, claims it's going to keep out the immigrants by building this special fence, right? And I don't know if this is the fence that they inevitably want to build or just a fence that they've put up in the meantime, but it's kind of interesting what the results have been. This is from the Associated Press, Columbus, New Mexico. Illegal immigrants armed with torches, hacksaws, ladders, and even bungee cords are making it around a section of border fence hailed as the most efficient way to stop them. In the 10 months since the section was put up, the only method federal agents have not yet seen is a tunnel. And that's yet, said Victor Guzman, the supervisory Border Patrol agent responsible for the stretch of close together 15-foot cement-filled steel poles planted 3 feet into the ground. Agents responsible for guarding the stretch of border here almost immediately started seeing cuts in the fence. The towering gray and rust-colored posts are marked with bright orange spray paint in areas believed to have been breached, according to Guzman. He has worked in the area for nearly a decade and said agents have found holes cut with acetylene torches, hacksaws, and even plasma torches, a high-powered tool that uses inert gas or condensed air to quickly cut through steel and other dense metals. He says, "We see it once or twice a week." He said of the holes along the 1.5-mile stretch of fencing, about 80 miles
away. How are they able to patch these up so quickly, I'm wondering?
The government people or the immigrants?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't have an answer for you there, but I think it's interesting that the fence is only 1.5 miles long, and the immigrants are still finding it easier to just cut through or go over it as opposed to go around it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, they find it's a 1.5-mile fence, which means in order to get to the end of it, you only have to go 0.75 miles, the distance from my house to yours.
Right. Maybe they're just doing it despite the Border Patrol.
I think so.
Gringos.
I mean, it's so easy for them that they find it easier to drag an acetylene torch behind them through God knows where. I don't know. I mean, some of these places are in cities. Some of them are out in the desert. I don't know. This is so ludicrous. And it just goes to show how dumb this is and what a colossal waste of taxpayer time it is.
And money. Yeah. He says officials monitoring cameras in the area have seen at least one group using a massive ladder to scale the south side of the fence. The group then tried to drop into the United States with bungee cords before agents caught them. I love that. That's brilliant. Go to the top with the ladder and then use a bungee cord to get down. And it's not just illegal. And the only reason they got caught is they were being watched on camera. It's not just illegal immigrants worrying the Border Patrol. The fence itself, built by the National Guard and Border Patrol, is starting to settle into the ground, and gaps between the posts are widening.
What an amazing story. They can't even, build the levees right in New Orleans, but they can't build a fence to keep out the illegal immigrants.
No, and this is not a complex fence.
You can't come up with this kind of fiction, you know? People won't believe it. The government, they wouldn't believe the government is this damn incompetent.
It's all this fence is just a, as it's described earlier, gray and rust colored posts that are just plunged into the ground in and they're filled with cement. That's all it is, just the ugliest looking thing you've ever seen. Anyway, apparently in one spot of the fence, an average sized woman can now wedge herself through one of the gaps because of the settling of the fence posts. Border Patrol spokesbureaucrat said the Columbus fencing, built back in June, was ordered before the congressional mandate to build 670 miles of pedestrian and vehicle fencing across the border with Mexico by the end of the year. But the goal is the same, to add a layer of security in an otherwise open patch of desert. Other sections of fencing along the
border. A layer of security 1.5 miles long in an open stretch of desert?
Yes, but they want 670 miles.
But what's the point? I mean, here when it's remarkably easy to walk around this thing.
The point is to give some business to some steel company. Other sections of fencing along the border are being built with panels of woven steel instead of the towering posts. Detractors have long argued the fence will do little to stop determined illegal immigrants and smugglers.
Well, now we know the detractors are wrong.
He says, let's see, some of the, they said the breaches are no surprise. He said, what we're talking about is our fences are designed to deter people, discourage them from coming in. Combined with the rest of the infrastructure, it's supposed to buy us more time to make an arrest. Even an extra 5 seconds helps. The goal is, at the very least, it buys us extra time. So now they're not even
making... I'm not sure that I consider 5 seconds worth my, taxpaying dollars.
Billions of dollars. Yeah, now they're not even bothering to make the argument that the fence is even effective.
Right.
Before, they were talking about how, you know, wonderful of an idea this is. The fence is going to keep people out. It's so technologically advanced.
Classic government, you know, when they fail, they realign their story.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't looking for weapons of mass destruction.
In the city of El Paso, a team of agents is assigned to patrol a stretch of more than a dozen miles of existing fencing, looking for and welding holes. That's their job, is to go and cover up the holes in the fence so the immigrants can just come and cut them again.
Swell. I'm glad I'm paying these bureaucrats, too. They're really doing things to enrich our lives.
Oh, hey, here you go, Mark. And apparently in Arizona and California,
jobs at McDonald's, they'd be able to serve the community better.
Some fencing has been in place for more than a decade, and in the past they've had the same thing happen. But in some of those areas, now contractors are helping with the daily fixes. So somebody's got a nice contract to go out there every day and fix the fence.
Swell.
Yeah, this is pretty much just throwing money down a rat hole, right?
Because it's not stopping
anybody. It's not deterring anybody.
I can't see how it would deter anyone, 1.5 miles of it, and I can't see how 100 miles would deter anybody. Nobody who could come up with a truck for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Now instead of walking across the border, which I assume these people don't have enough money to purchase vehicles,
mm-hmm.
they would have to rent the services of someone who would drive them around the border.
No problem. 800.
Ludicrous.
259.
You know, and the only way to do it is to wall off the whole nation. And that's what Sean Hannity said. I heard him say it on the Hannity and Combs show. He was talking with
Jesse Ventura
there. And sure enough, that's what he said. He wants to see a fence all across the southern border and all across the northern border.
Yeah.
I mean, which direction are the heat-seeking machine guns going to face is what I want to know. Are they going to swivel 360 degrees to keep Americans from escaping at that point?
Well, as the police state continues to grow in this country, more and more people are going to want to leave. And if they don't have a passport from mommy government, they're not going to be allowed to leave. Because now you're going to have the passport to get back into the country. It won't be long before you have to show a passport to get out. It's just the next logical step in this, you know, the illogic of police state insanity. But look at it from their perspective. I mean, they've already gotten away with checking people's passports.
They'll come up with a scare story where an American was their identity was stolen while overseas, and we can't just have, you know, people coming willy-nilly into the country.
Well, or they just have to know who's coming and who's going. That's all. It's a new world after 9/11, and we just need to know who's leaving the country and when and why, and you just have to fill out this paperwork in order to leave, citizen. 800-259-9231. Well, that's okay. You should feel good about it, because we're keeping you safe. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freak Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. Get a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Free State Project's new feature on the front page of their website. I like it a lot. It's the new blogs feature that they have there. Before, they had this feature, which is brand new. There was really no real reason to go back to the Free State Project's website. Because once you learned about the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all moving to New Hampshire in order to become activists for liberty, it's a brilliant concept. We're members. We're early movers. But once you've learned about a concept, there's not really any reason to go back unless you want to go visit the forum or something like that. But now, there is a reason. You can go to the front page at freestateproject.org and look under the blog section. It's right there, one of the first things you're going to see when you go there, to see what's going on in New Hampshire. So you get a window into the world of activism here. Various different blogs. I think they're syndicating like 15 different blogs from here in New Hampshire, including freekeen.com, which is my blog, and a blog of the activists here in Keene. And it's not every post from Free Keene, but it's some. So they're taking some. They're selecting what they consider the most relevant or interesting.
Well, that sounds good.
Posts. And so I think it's a great little feature. So head on over to freestateproject.org. And take a look at their site, learn about the Free State Project, and go and visit some of the blogs as well and find out what's going on here in New Hampshire because there's some really exciting stuff going on. Let's continue, though, and talk a little bit more about this security state situation that we have here in this country, and it's just awful. Of course, we were talking about the ludicrous border wall and how it's doing nothing whatsoever to stop people from coming into this country, which, of course, I want people to come here. I just want them to come here and be able to live like free people instead of having to hide in the shadows and be abused by the businesses that hire them to where they are afraid to leave for fear the business owner will call the cops.
I think it's unfair to say it does nothing to dissuade people from coming. I'm sure that all the efforts and steps that we've taken, that the United States government has taken and the immigration departments have taken in order to dissuade people from coming have had some effect. I'm sure that there are some immigrants that say, it's just not worth it. You know, I might have done it if it was a free country. I might have gone there, but it's just not worth it. Things are crappy and crappy here. What do I need to go there for and deal with that where they don't want me? So I think that it works to some extent, but what it also does is it diminishes our standard of living because people coming here and willing to work for less money, like many of the immigrants are. It enhances our standard of living and
that we pay less for the things we need.
Absolutely. And you
keep more.
Don't forget, what would it be like? What would your life be like if you could have a housekeeper on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
I know Julia would be very happy with that.
Right. And many of these immigrants would work for very little, and that can very well help people. Or they can start their own little businesses, come in
sure.
for a couple of hours. You know, what would it be like if you could have somebody come to your house for $10 an hour and clean it up? Or maybe less. You don't know. So, our standard of living is increased, and our freedom is, not diminished.
By immigrants coming.
Sure, they're, likely poor people would have to live in a poor section of town, no doubt about it. But, I don't know why it is that people are like, but our communities, there'd be poor people around and, they're bad and they eat dogs and stuff. God knows what kind of things they come up with.
I can tell you something, that the people that are coming here, now look, let's be clear, there are two kinds of immigrants. There's the good kind, the kind that wants to come here, make a better life for themselves, work in order to do that. And then there's the parasite, the one that wants to come and just leech off the teat of the state. As we've made very clear, if it weren't for the teat of the state being there for people to leech off of, then those parasites wouldn't come here in the first place. So, the welfare state is a major problem, and that needs to be dealt with. But as far as the rest of the immigrant population, which is by far the supermajority of them, the supermajority of immigrants come here to make a better life for themselves, legal or illegal, whatever you want to call them. People coming here are looking for a better life, which means that even if they start relatively low on the scale of wealth, they're moving up that scale. These are not poor people in that we think of poor people, in that they have, necessarily bad habits. Some of them may, but many of them start on a low rung, but they're taking rung by rung, moving up that ladder of affluence. So just because they start in a poor section of town, a generation later, they could be living in a much, much nicer place.
And that's how our ancestors did it. The ones that came here made the lives that we now enjoy. I think it's just so wrong the way Americans vilify these people, treat them like they're worse than dogs, and talk about them in such a crappy manner, when these people are just like our ancestors.
I want to get to more of this discussion here, but we got to go to the phone calls first. You can call about anything, but Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is defending the immigration enforcement measures being placed on businesses in this country today, and we'll see what he has to say for himself here in a moment. But first, we go to Frank, calling from Brooklyn. Don't know where that is, but Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. Yeah, I wanted to raise a couple points, but the first one is regarding the discussion about 20 minutes ago concerning the fact that people can make anonymous calls and the government doesn't act on those and this whole thing. If you look back to Waco with the Branch Davidians
mm-hmm.
and the congressional hearings that occurred after the massacre of the Branch Davidians,
mm-hmm.
You'll notice that Janet Reno and the Justice Department and the federal government and the FBI operated without defining who allegedly made the complaint about the abuse of the children at the Branch Davidian compound.
Hmm.
We know now that there never was a complaint or a person that made the complaint, but it was just a policy that the government had taken on its own to sort of end this a challenge in the media. And it looks like some of the writers that were involved in the Clinton administration are saying that it was Hillary Clinton who put pressure on Bill to end this very quickly because it was looking bad for his administration.
Mm-hmm.
The point is this. The government always operates with alleged reports that are never verified when it takes action against innocent citizens. And this happens with the IRS, where the IRS will say, we're going to audit you because we received an anonymous tip from a source that we can't reveal and this and that.
Sure.
So this is always a bureaucratic process.
Yeah.
And if you look at the gulag in the Soviet Union from Solzhenitsyn's writings, and you look at what happened in Nazi Germany from the Holocaust writers that survived the Holocaust, you'll find out that always the bureaucracy operates with alleged statements, complaints against people that actually have life and death consequences, and either the government or the individuals benefit by, you know, this violation of civil rights and the forfeiture of property. So I think we have to be aware of that, and this is nothing new to this government, and it's been going on and on, and all you have to look at are the released documents with the public, the Freedom of Information Act regarding Martin Luther King and how he was harassed and the different statements that were made allegedly by people in his organization that never made statements that the FBI used to violate his civil rights and that Bobby Kennedy used to wiretap his phones and things. So let's be aware, if we understand history, this is common operating policies. And what I wanted to say regarding the immigration situation is that I see the grandfathering in of illegal immigrants with welfare benefits as really a class warfare against the American middle class and the working class and the American poor that are unemployed because there are no job opportunities. And in New York, what I see right now that didn't exist 20 years ago is the fact that 90% of all new construction is done by non-union workers, many from Mexico and Central America that come up that are working
for
much
less. Sounds good to me. I pay less for that, too.
Pay less. And we're also having lots of accidents where buildings fall, people are killed. The death rate over the last 5 years with building collapses.
Well, take that up with the insurance company, Frank, because it's not the
The point I'm trying to say is this. I think you have to look at it not just as when our grandparents or great-grandparents came over or our ancestors of 13 generations ago came over to the United States. During those periods, the economy was expanding, and it was industrial and agricultural base that was expanding. And
well, the economy can still expand if it weren't for the government taxing
people,
Frank. If it weren't for this absurd tax rate that we have and all these regulations, and if we didn't have restrictions on freedom, if we didn't have restrictions on immigration, the economy could continue to expand.
Now, here's my point.
It's because of the government's influence. But thank you for the call. It's because of the government's influence that the economy is having trouble. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your calls, even in these remaining moments of Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website and enjoy all the features on the site for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. We give ours away. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done about 500 of our listeners now. We're getting up to that. We're getting close to that now.
Yeah, we got actually, like $3,000 coming in monthly.
Maybe it's actually about $450. But we're getting close to 500. And it's exciting. And it's making a big difference for us because that money comes in and we reinvest it into the show and thereby get on more radio stations around the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get some perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are available for you at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up using any major credit card, PayPal. You can either use you can also use alternative methods like money orders and the like. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the program. We continue with your calls. We go to Jeff in Treeport. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Jeff, going once? Jeff, going twice?
I'm finally on now, I think.
There you are, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with your last caller except for one point. He kind of blamed Janarino on the Waco siege, and she wasn't Attorney General yet.
She wasn't.
No, she wasn't. She was being confirmed during the 55-day standoff.
Hmm.
And it was the siege was done under George Bush's FBI.
And when interesting.
And when it's kind of like Ruby Ridge.
Well, thugs are thugs to me. So really, it's just a trivia detail. What else were you calling about tonight?
Okay. Well, also about the wall. The wall to me is kind of like you remember We Are the World.
Michael Jackson and a whole bunch of other people singing a song, sure.
Yeah, well, there was a Christian version of that called Do Something Now, which was really pathetic. And the wall...
I've never heard of it, so I might have to agree with you since I have never heard of it.
Yeah, well, the wall is like, do something now. It doesn't have to work, but do something now. And it really feeds into this fear that Republicans like to push. You know, your problems are being caused by those immigrants. You guys mentioned the welfare state.
Now, hold on. Before you go on, I want to, you know, you said that this is Republicans, and it's about 80% of Americans want, you know, something done about the immigrant problem. And I would say that there's a large section of the Democrats out there, like labor, for instance, big labor, that want to keep, you know, immigrants out that would, you know, cross picket lines.
Take our
and
jobs!
Work for less and that kind of thing. So I don't think you can, certainly Republicans are to blame, but I think Democrats are just as to blame.
I mean, it's kind of like this. I mean, the Republicans are rattling the saber against, say, Iran right now.
Uh-huh.
And they'll rattle it so much it becomes almost, you know, common wisdom, whatever. But
like a foregone conclusion that Iran is dangerous.
And you hear Barack Obama say, like he said last year, that Iran is dangerous. And nobody says how they're dangerous, but they're dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, I mean, yeah. But the fact of the matter is, it's still the Republicans' fault that anyone even says that Iran is dangerous.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, didn't we have trouble during a Democratic administration with Iran? I mean,
I'm not going to point fingers. Like I said, they're all just thugs to me.
I think it's just two wings of the same big ugly bird up there in Washington, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So, Jeff, how do you feel? I mean, about immigration in America? Are you with us that the border should be open and that free people should be free to cross borders freely, or how do you feel?
Well, I don't have an opinion on whether they should cross freely. I don't think it's a problem. I think that people who say it's a problem have been duped by people who want to take your mind off of why you really are broke and why your taxes are really high, which is the war.
I agree.
$3 billion a month.
Totally would agree with
and
you.
So, yeah, I 100% agree.
And it's a major liberal conservative. The fact is, your money has been stolen by the Federal Reserve in the form of just printing up more money to finance this war out there.
Yeah.
The futures of your children have been mortgaged, by a president who thinks that he knows best, that he can actually mortgage your future in order to pay for this war, and that is just so wrong.
Every 3 months, he wants another $100 billion.
Yeah.
This is on top of our $600 billion budget, you know.
And what can you do to stop it? I mean, I suppose that the Democrats could grow a spine, but they're not doing so. They were elected to get into the office and stop this war, but they're not voting against these packages to give money to the president.
Well, that's because Americans are stupid, you know, and
lazy, you know, don't pay attention.
They probably just play violin music and go, "The troops are crying. You're voting against this supplement," which is really going to Blackwater, because our troops are funded. But see, one thing folks don't know is, for every soldier over there, there's also a mercenary we're paying for.
Mm.
You know, so,
well, and beyond all that, the Democrats don't really have an interest. I mean, it doesn't really matter if they do anything about it because, you know, they got elected and that's what they're looking for. And anybody that knows anything about Washington, D.C. knows they all scratch each other's back. I mean, the Democrats will vote yes on the Republicans' legislation if the Republicans vote yes on the Democrats' legislation.
I don't think it all goes through. Look at it this way. Under Carter, how much did our debt go up? Hardly at all.
I couldn't tell.
Under
you.
Clinton, it almost went down. You can point to almost all of our $10 trillion in debt. Almost all of it is under Republicans.
Sure,
the Republicans, but there are Democrats who voted for it too.
Their policy is to spend and deficit, and the Democrats is to spend and tax. I don't know which one I think is best.
And the Republicans, Ronald Reagan, it was a Democrat.
They both stink.
When Ronald Reagan was in office, it was a Democrat-controlled Congress, and yet he signed all their bills, and they passed them through, and it's all buddy-buddy back-scratching, and, to make you think, they try to make you think that there's a dime's worth of difference between the two, but really there's not. Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and that's part of the grand distraction as well, is that people have been distracted by this duplicitous politics into thinking that there's something significantly different between the two sides, and really all they're doing is arguing over the details of tyranny. That's all. They're just arguing, well, we should have more tyranny over here. No, we should have it five steps this way. But they all agree that tyranny is what we need in this country.
Yeah, because the government can control things. The government can do things well. And, I would challenge someone to, try to think in your mind a program that the government has done well. Please, come up with something that the government's done well. And now, here's the caveat. Remember that doing something well means doing it efficiently from a financial standpoint.
Mm.
For instance, I can go out and buy a perfectly good car tomorrow, like a Toyota Camry. But if I pay $60,000 for a brand new Toyota Camry,
you've not done well.
I haven't done it well. And every time the government does something, they don't pay double. They pay triple, quadruple, quintuple. That's how the government does things. Even if they successfully do something like open a school and run a school or run a fire department or attack a nation and actually defeat it, which I don't think we've done since World War II. But, you know, any of these things, they do it for way, way too much money.
We continue here with your phone calls. Vince in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you? Sorry about my cold, but...
That's all right. What's on your mind?
I was watching this thing on gun rights, and there's this mayor's convention about closing the loophole in gun shows, the federal loophole that gun shows have.
The old gun show loophole, just another excuse for some more legislation. God knows people are just, you know...
All the gangsters
are going to the gun shows, and they're picking up their assault rifles there. That's where they're getting their weapons. It's such a bunch of crap.
Yeah, but we're having more crime. We're having more guns on the street. And yet, we keep passing all these anti-gun laws. I mean, in the state of Ohio, they don't want to pass legislation to let college students carry guns. You know, and a guy said, you live in Cincinnati, you can carry a gun, but if he goes on the University of Cincinnati's property, he's a felon.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those kids really need to do something serious, maybe some civil disobedience, but of course they're all too obedient to even consider those options. Vince, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Civil disobedience around firearms is some dangerous stuff. I like the empty holster protest they're doing at some colleges. I realize it doesn't have a lot of teeth as far as a civil disobedience goes, but... You know, most people are in university to increase their earning potential. They're not there to, you know, do a bunch of civil disobedience.
Yeah, I know. 800-259-9231. I don't expect them to do anything. I know college kids. I know how they work. They barely ever do anything as far as activism is concerned. I'd like to see that change. Maybe it will someday, but that tends to be the rule. Hey, real quick. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says he feels the pain of employers pinched by intensified efforts to control illegal immigration, but they shouldn't expect any changes in enforcement. He says that apparently the rising complaints, get this, the rising complaints from businessmen offer some evidence that the Bush administration's approach is working. So the fact that you guys are pissed off means that we're having success at catching illegal immigrants.
Well,
that's what they're saying. And he says, prepare for more of it, business owners, because this is the new America. We might continue this story tomorrow night. If we get a chance, of course, we'll talk to you about anything. In the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.